The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Welcome back to another episode of the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 146 here with Rowland.
Yeah, what's up, everyone? So make sure to join the Discord. I'll say that first thing, like always, but I know you guys don't listen. But, you know, I don't really have much else to say. Just join our Discord, please. You guys want giveaways, movie nights, etc.? Like, join our Discord and that can happen. We just want to, like, make a fan base and stuff like that. Just want to grow a community, etc. So, and I'd love to have a little community.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, the thousands of you who listen, I mean.
I mean, I think a couple would join at least one a week or something. But today was finally the day Nintendo actually released a reveal trailer for the Nintendo Switch 2.
Yeah. Mike fell down. I really need to see how, like, kind of it does that. I have to lay it a certain way. But let's see. I have 30 details about the Switch 2 trailer here.
All right, let's hear.
Quite a bit. Hold up. Where's my mouse?
And apparently that's like the actual official name. Like, you know, it was kind of rumored that it was going to be. Yeah, it's the Nintendo Switch 2, which kind of just lets you know, hey, this is next gen. Don't confuse it for the previous Switch. It's a Switch 2.
Yeah. So they're like, this is, you know, the next generation and stuff like that. But it's finally here after months of speculation and rumor. Nintendo's new console has finally been announced, and it's called the Nintendo Switch 2. It's an, you know, understated name to match, you know, an understated console. And on first inspection, it barely looks any different to the regular Switch. But if you take a closer look, there's like a whole bunch of different stuff that's like way newer. First of all, the screen, though, it's bigger. Way bigger.
Looks like the rumors were true that it's going to be around a 7-inch.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So it's like the Ally now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the OLED, it has a 7-inch. Just like the original Switch doesn't have a 7-inch. Well, yeah. Hold on. Maybe it is like an 8-inch. We don't know for sure, but it's definitely bigger than the V1 Switch, which is only a 6-inch screen.
Yeah, so,
and the Joy-Cons are bigger, because it showed in the trailer the regular Switch Joy-Cons turning into bigger Switch 2 Joy-Cons.
So that's kind of awesome, honestly.
Yeah.
But the Switch 2's form factor is much the same as its predecessor, just a little bit bigger. The main unit of the console has grown in size, and the now Joy-Cons are taller. They're taller, and just it's 15% bigger than the original Switch. So that's a major upgrade when it comes to...
You know, might be more comfortable to hold for a longer period of time.
Yeah. So they got rid of like the, you know, bright colored stuff.
It's not like the colors are like in the sticks and just like on the inside of the Joy-Con.
Gone with the brightly colored Joy-Con, the last generation. Nintendo has opted for a uniform dark gray across the entire console, which gives the entire device a sleeker like look, like the Steam Deck.
I thought it was black.
It's like a gray black kind of.
I think it looks nice with those just the bright colors just being accents instead of the main color.
Yeah. So do I have only gonna have a total of 30 of these? So number three here. That's not to say that the console is, you know, devoid of any color. As we said, you know, the blue, you know, it's blue and red, like blue and red. It's on the inside, as me and Ashton just said, and everything. The rear end of the Joy-Con features a newly designed trigger system that releases the controller from the main unit that you can briefly see in the demonstration video published on, you know, Nintendo.com. Squeezing the trigger causes piston-like components inside the Joy-Con to push the controller away from the console. So that trigger is going to be able to... That's how that system works, I guess.
Yeah, because, I don't know, I think it was last week we talked about how there was an extra button on the side, like where the triggers go. That's that release button. And then we also talked about that port that we said might be plugged in for charging. It actually connects the Joy-Con to the Switch is what that port's for. So we told you guys we'd update you on that once we found out, and we actually did find out today.
Yeah, because we thought it was going to be some kind of charging system, which it actually it was. You know?
I mean, it
kind of
is, yeah, because it got to plug into the Switch.
Well, we thought it was going to be like a little charger.
External charger.
Plugged in.
And maybe somebody, maybe they'll make a charger like that. Who knows?
Maybe. But on the front of the Joy-Cons, we see the classic, you know, control layout preserved. You know, the analog stick remained offset, with the left, you know, sat above the four directional buttons, and the right stick below the A, B, X, and Y face buttons. Towards the top of the controller is the plus and minus buttons, so just like the original Switch and stuff. The layout. But below the home button is a new unlabeled button, which currently is a mystery.
Looks like a C button. Like it looks has a C on it, it looks like.
I didn't really fully look at it. I just watched the trailer. I didn't like go into detail.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen it once I seen that glide, like the joysticks glide. Yeah, like,
across
was,
the desk.
Crap, we were kind of right.
Yeah, we like, thought that it might have a mouse effect. And it kind of, I mean, they didn't completely say, yeah, this is, but the way it glided across the desk, it kind of, maybe, might have a mouse effect.
But the left and right shoulder buttons are exactly what you expect them to be, you know. And sitting beneath the ZL and ZR triggers, they appear to, you know, be more deeper and rounded than the original Switch. So there's it's more like maybe, let's say, a PlayStation 4 controller. Because you know how the, I don't know if you've actually looked at the controllers or not, but it's kind of rounded at the edge, like... You have the trigger, then underneath it's rounded.
Yeah.
So it goes in like at a certain angle. If I think it is it like that? I didn't really look fully.
Yeah, it's kind of just more roundness. It might like fit your finger, the roundness of your finger a little bit more, cradled in there a little more.
Yeah. So, I mean, the original Switch is already like pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, it's all right.
So it's just even more rounder and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The analog sticks still use a low-profile design, and their, you know, faces have notably smaller inside range radius and thicker, taller rims, as likely is to provide better thumb grip and support. So they made sure, like, it's going to be easier to grip.
Yeah, so one of my biggest issues with the original Switch is the thumbsticks. Like, they're too small. And
it's just hard to navigate with Joy-Con.
Especially doing a shooter. Like, playing Fortnite on the Switch, like, it takes a lot to get used to with those sticks.
Say if you, like, play COD. Imagine playing COD.
That'd be rough. There's no way. So I was kind of hoping they would go for more full-size sticks. They didn't, but they added more grip. So maybe that'll help. And maybe where they had so much Joy-Con drift last generation, maybe they'll automatically put Hall Effect, which is the magnetic one, so they won't drift. You'll have more precise. So maybe that will help be better sticks and better for competitive shooting. Who knows?
We'll see. Because something like Halo and stuff might be coming. We talked about that.
And I'd say, Call of Duty will be, the Switch still be powerful enough to have Call of Duty on it.
Yeah, easily. So it does say here, though, there's no sign of an NFC Amiibo interface on the right Joy-Con.
On the original Switch either. Like, it just worked. Like, there's nothing on the right stick of the Joy-Con that says, hey, this is an Amiibo NFC.
Yeah, it literally says right here, after all, the feature was invisible on the original Switch.
Yeah.
But what does seem to be missing, though, is the IR sensor that was at the bottom edge of the original right Joy-Con, considering barely any Switch games used it.
That's true. The black bar on the bottom of the right Joy-Con.
Wasn't that to, like, kind of control it, like how Wii maybe? Wasn't
it? Yeah, it kind of helped. But some games used it. This is what it's talking about.
I know.
Some games used it, but not very many did.
So they just got rid of it altogether, it seems.
Yeah.
They cut it from Switch 2. It says here, once again, the internal edges of the Joy-Con controller have SL and SR buttons, indicating, that the Switch 2 will allow players to use, individual Joy-Cons as a controller. But there's big improvements here. It says the SL and SR buttons are significantly larger, mm-hmm. so they're not just those little tiny buttons. They're bulkier, I'm guessing, and stuff like that.
They're wider, yeah.
Yeah, they're wider and stuff. Potentially, but the four times the length of those original Switch. So it says here they're four times length. So it's going to be way easier to hit those buttons, which I've used as to play Mario Kart.
Yeah, I have. I've used them to play Smash, and it's not bad for Smash either. Last week we talked about those images of the Joy-Cons being leaked, and they were true. They were accurate.
So the strip, the LED light strip
mm-hmm.
for the green little
bulb. Moved from the side onto the front.
Yeah, it says it moved to the front here. So you can, instead of having to take it off to check, it's just
see
there.
What player you are, yeah.
Yeah.
If you're using multiplayer games.
Yeah. So it's easier.
Yeah.
Between the SL and SR buttons is a connector that links each Joy-Con to the main console unit.
Mm-hmm. That port. So instead of how
that port. So it kind of snaps in, and then I'm pretty sure, isn't there a button?
That yeah, the pop? The extra button next to the trigger buttons that we was talking about, that's...
Yeah.
What that does, it releases it. So they are magnetic, like the rumor said. That's just that releases.
I wasn't sure how the magnetic thing was going to work, but
I wasn't
makes
either.
Sense.
Yeah, because I thought if it was just magnets, you'd be able to take
that
them
would
off,
work
really easy. But and since it has that port to lock them in, that makes sense.
Yeah, but holding it, you would think the weight of the console would just kind of tear the magnets up, just kind of make it fall off or something like that.
Yeah, you would
think. The weight of the screen. But no, we now know that,
Yeah.
It says here, we can see a sync button below the connector, which, will pair a Joy-Con with the console. There's a sync button below the connector.
Yeah.
So, it's the component above the connector that proves the most intriguing, though. It's a small, clear lens that could be a laser sensor, similar to what a computer mouse was, as me and Ashton literally said. So yeah, it says here the trailer even suggests that the Joy-Cons skate around when their wrist strapped accessories attached. So it's basically a mouse. That's what it's saying here. It's basically a mouse.
I mean, the trailer didn't say it, but it looks like they implied that.
Yeah, so the Joy-Con is going to be able to be used as a mouse. So you're most likely going to be able to connect that to a computer as well.
Maybe.
Which will be, because it is Bluetooth, if you think, it is Bluetooth.
They are Bluetooth.
So.
PC gaming on Switch 2?
Ooh. get
some Steam games up in.
Yeah, get some Steam games on there.
Next Gen 2K25 on Switch 2.
Heck yeah. It would run too. That's the thing.
It would run, yeah.
It's 60 FPS.
Yeah.
But moving on to the main console unit itself or whatever. Oh wait. The wrist straps, they're back in a newly designed form here. With red and blue colors to match the internal. So there's red and blue.
Yeah. The straps. Instead of just black, like nobody uses the wrist straps. I mean, honestly, nobody uses them.
I've never used them.
I haven't used them. Nobody.
There's no point unless you say if you're playing like
I understand sport. Like playing the Wii, you'd use them, but like you said, playing Switch sports like bowling or whatever the crap,
Sometimes you actually you act like you're in the game and you release it, so like it goes out of your hand. Excellent, hit my mic.
Like back in the day, I seen videos of people on YouTube like actually throwing their Wii Move through the TV and stuff. Like that's where that comes in handy, but nobody uses them really.
Yeah, people barely play those type of games like that anymore. So
yeah.
But it says here, moving on to the main console unit itself, the key improvement is a bigger screen. It's not quite near the edge-to-edge panel that the OLED, boasted, but it takes up significantly more of the unit than the original Switch display. What, display technology it uses is currently unclear, so we don't know which screen it has or whatever. But we'd love to see a bright, OLED screen. This is the base model, so it could be like a LED screen as well. So it's most likely going to be the LED screen. But the top of the top edge of the device is a largely unchanged. It features a slightly redesigned power and volume buttons. So they're just different, or a little different, and then
a little different shape.
Yeah, a 3.5 headphone jack, and a ventilation grip that appears to be a roughly similar size to the original Switch, just split into three vents rather into five. So the vents on the back of the Switch is three vents instead of five now.
I think it's talking about the ones on the top.
Oh yeah, the top. I think I was thinking about the Ally. Every time I think of handhelds, I think of the PCs now. They're just getting more popular every day.
Yeah, so. They are. Talk about them all the time.
Yeah. The game card slot also remains at the top edge of the console, and it's also only visible on the device, considering the machine is backwards compatible, which means that the Switch 2's game cartridges will most likely, or will almost certainly, be the same as the original Switch. So it's going to most likely going to be the same. So,
yeah.
So I feel like they're not going to put, they're probably going to do, maybe just keep the original, cases Nintendo Switch.
Maybe. Just put a Switch 2 logo on it. They might just keep the games,
Yeah,
because the trailer did say, yes, regular Switch games are backward compatible on the Switch 2, physical and digital. Not all games will work, but the majority will. Like the only ones that won't are like your huge gimmick games and stuff.
Yeah, it says here though, there's a new curious addition top edge to speculate about. Next to the headphone deck, there's a USB-C port.
Yeah, I think because there's a USB-C port on the bottom as well. So that might be what they're both for charging, probably. Like depending on how you're holding the console, because that kind of gets aggravating. Sometimes, you got to bend your cord if you're, holding the Switch on your lap and it charges from the bottom. You got to kind of bend your cord. But if you're holding it on your lap and it can charge from the top as well, you don't have to bend your cord that way.
Yeah, it says here that, we obviously don't know what it's for right now. But as the Switch 2 also has the same bottom-mounted USB-C as predecessor docking and charging, perhaps, you know, the range USB-based peripherals in the works, so you might be able to use certain type of, you know, different, say maybe you can hook a different controller to it or something like that, maybe for handheld, if you, if it's not USB, yeah, or whatever. Keep scrolling down for some reason. But maybe it says here, or perhaps the next Pokemon will, you know, go fully old school and use a link cable to train monsters. So you might be able to use a link cable.
I mean, that's a possibility. But for to me, I think it's just probably two charging ports. That way, like, yeah, depending on how you're holding your console, you can charge it without breaking your cable.
Which obviously the top one's the most, you know, you should use it most likely more because
if you're in handheld, you should probably use the top charging port. And then obviously the bottom maybe would be for docking.
Yeah. Bottom one docking, then, you know, handheld, you know, top.
Yeah. Because I like the Ally, how it has a top charging port. Yeah. That's better on your cord.
And plus, it doesn't get in the way.
Yeah.
It says here, alongside the bottom facing USB-C port, there is a new downward firing speaker that replaces the original rear speakers. This, you know, position will hopefully ensure better quality.
Yeah.
So there's downward speakers, like it's going like down.
Yeah, I guess. Like,
I don't get it really, but we'll see. The rear of the console, you know, sports a brand new kickstand system. Mm-hmm. I seen that. There was a kickstand.
Like, it's kind of like a
little flimsy little thing.
Like outline. Little
teeny. Because you know how the Switch has...
The original Switch had like a flimsy high-end kickstand.
Flimsy.
And then the Switch OLED has this one, but instead of it being solid like this, it's like it's just the outline, like the middle of this would be cut out.
It's like kind of shaped too.
Yeah.
It's like a kind of circle base, kind of oval shape, which is awesome. So...
Yeah, the console, it looked nice. Like, I mean, the Joy-Cons did too. Like the whole thing, the dock kind of, I mean, it looked like your regular dock, so it's, I mean, didn't really have a whole lot to it.
It has rubber feet on it as well. Like, it has rubber feet on the edges of the thing, so
of
it, you know,
of the Switch.
Yeah, like the stand has rubber feet.
The dock.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you mean the kickstand?
Like, yeah, the kickstand.
Oh, okay.
It has rubber feet, so it doesn't scratch the table or whatever.
Or slide, or like. Nice.
Yeah. So the kickstand also seems to be able to lock in multiple angles. So you can lock it, say, if you want a certain angle, you know, bam.
Kind of so like the OLED.
That's pretty cool, too. As you expect, the Switch can be plugged into a dock, connected to a TV, you know, obviously. We knew this.
It's a Switch. It's a Switch, too.
Mirroring the original Switch is an inclusion of a controller peripheral that the Joy-Cons slot into. It looks just as uncomfortable as the original version. Hopefully. So, yeah, they're saying it's basically kind of the same holding-wise because how it's still flat.
It is flat, but I'm hopefully if it, since it's bigger.
Hopefully the triggers and the bigger Joy-Cons themselves will help out a lot.
Yeah.
Because I get, because they're more wider, too. They're, like, thicker inside, too.
Like, I mean, awful to hold, but just after a while my hands cramp up, which my hands cramp up even holding a controller. Just that's
I mean that's
top just of my fingers all my life, but just like I think just this being bigger, which I'm used to holding the Ally now too, but this being bigger would help a lot.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets. Guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
But it says here. Okay, so you can't have a console reveal trailer without the game, and we talked about Mario.
Mario Kart 9, probably.
So it's, yeah, Mario Kart
9. Actually, maybe not Mario Kart 9. I think they considered the mobile version 9, so it might be Mario Kart X or 10. Or X,
yeah. It says a brand new Mario Kart game. It appears it will be bigger and more chaotic. It says here, instead of 12 racers, 24.
I didn't even pay attention to that. Yeah, I didn't notice Mario. He looked different than he did in Mario Kart.
I didn't check.
Like, his cheeks seemed fuller. I know it's weird, but it reminded me a lot of Mario Kart 64 Mario. Just less
pixely. Like more cheeky. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But it says here, arching over that starting line is a sign that reads Mario Kart, Mario Bros. Circuit. It appears to be a whole new, seemingly American flavored track for, Mario Kart. So the track that they were doing, it's like just a brand new track, obviously.
Yeah. So that's how we kind of figure it's
new characters from the roster. Mario, Luigi, Bowser, Peach, Yoshi, Toad, Donkey Kong, Daisy, Rosalina, and finally Wario. So obviously, there's going to be others like Waluigi and et cetera.
Yeah, standard.
There's going to be a whole bunch of add-ons and everything. But 27 says here, while brand new games such as Mario Kart were obviously on the cards, it's good to see that the old Switch games will be supported. Backwards compatibility, however, the reveal trailer does warn that certain games may not be supported.
Right.
So certain games won't be supported yet.
Yeah.
Obviously, in the future, they most likely will be, but maybe. That's the future. we suspect that this may, refer to the games that, use peripherals like the Switch ones, Joy-Cons, Ring Fit Adventure, for instance. So,
I said, the ones that use like a big gimmick, they probably won't be. Yeah. Those are the ones like it's probably talking about.
How the Kinect games were for the 360, for example.
Right.
They didn't port those over to the Xbox One.
No.
Which obviously there was a Kinect for the one, but then it went away.
Nobody used it.
Yeah, no one used it, so they're just like, screw it.
And they were afraid of safety concerns where it had a camera, spying on them and stuff. So.
Yeah. I mean, I do understand that, but I
do understand that too. Yeah. That's why I have that black thing over top of my webcam.
I don't use it because, I'm either here or in my bed sleeping. So, just. But it says here, but when we get to finally own this brand, Nintendo console 2025 is the only date we're given so far. So within the next 12 months, likely, but likely not before June, it says.
So my theory of it releasing in March is wrong, because the Nintendo Direct's not till April 2nd.
I say around September.
I say for holiday. Yeah.
Like September, maybe.
Around September, October, probably. They'll release it in time for a holiday this year.
3 months. See, September, October, and then,
Yeah. All I know is I'm getting one. I'll pre-order it.
Yeah, I think I will be too. Following the Direct, you'll be able to get, hands-on with the console yourself as part of the Nintendo Switch 2 experience and worldwide tour taking place between April and June. So you'll be able to get your hands on be able to use it.
At certain
but not
events.
Obviously own it.
Right. Certain events will have it to test.
You hear that? We should go.
We should.
But
depends
it says here,
if I'm working still or not.
Yeah, you probably will be. Sucks.
Stupid.
The fact that we're still in the first topic.
Yeah, it's been half an hour.
Yeah, I'm not surprised though. There's a lot of details.
Yeah.
But starting on April 4th in New York and Paris, and then going to, on to visit cities such as London, Berlin, Melbourne, Tokyo, and Seoul. It is open to all Nintendo account holders, provided you win a ticket via free to enter. So you get a free ticket. You can get a free ticket if you register for a ticket rally on the 17th. So literally
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I will register. Because the closest one's New York.
Yeah, that's not that far.
I mean, I'm not going to Paris, but I'll go to New York if I have to. I don't want to, but I will if I can play a Switch too.
No. We're not going to go to the Olympics.
No.
But, yeah, that's all we have here. That's all the details for the Switch 2 trailer. Do you have anything, like...
No, you covered it pretty much. I'm excited for it. Like I said, I'll pre-order it probably day one before the scalpers get it. And then, like I said, my theory for the March release was obviously wrong, but I do think it'll come out around September, October for holiday. I still think that Metroid Prime 4 will be a launch title. It might not be, but I think it will be.
I feel like it will be.
But other than that, we should probably get onto the other topics because it's been half an hour.
Half an hour.
All right. So we talk about layoffs for you guys all the time, just to, you know, give you an update on that. Layoffs at Microsoft continue.
Okay, so
we talked about this Microsoft not too long ago.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of layoffs. There's always layoffs, man. Especially now. Comes a gaming and
after
just
holiday,
overall.
Yeah.
But Microsoft has revealed another round of layoffs in addition to the peak, to the performance-based cuts confirmed last week, according to reports from Business Insider. The layoffs will hit a huge range of teams across the organization, including security, sales, experiences, and, you know, devices and gaming, according to people. According to two people familiar with the matter. But one source claims that employees started to receive notifications about, you know, layoffs in the firm, you know, security division on Tuesday. Microsoft confirmed that the cuts to Business Insider, not, you know, specifying a figure of, you know, calling them small in size. So they haven't said, like, if they're small layoffs, big layoffs, etc. Really. But it says here, approached Microsoft for the comment, but did not receive a response before the end of that post station. But the firm is also pausing hiring, so they're pausing, like, all the hires. They're not hiring right now because of the layoffs and stuff like that.
Right.
Kind of makes sense.
I mean, yeah, if they're going to lay off people, why would they hire anybody?
Yeah, there's no point in hiring if they're going to lay off.
Yeah.
But Microsoft has revealed another round of layoffs in addition. As I said, it's basically just the same thing, just going over it again. But employees were instructed not to expense travel for, you know, internal meetings or opt for remote sessions, while executives will need to authorize trips to customer sites to ensure money is, you know, being spent correctly. So they're making sure, like, money is actually being spent smartly, not just on retarded stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense.
Last week's announcement, you know, revealed that Microsoft plans to slash 1% of its workforce. Performance-related metrics, also the motivating factor behind the cuts. The tech giant aims to take a stronger stance on performance management, sources said at the time. And also, company managers had reportedly spent the last few months, you know, evaluating stuff. So it says here, so layoffs as high as 1,500, like, people could be getting laid off. So it's really sucky.
That's a lot. Feel bad
for the people. That's a lot.
And especially like just after Christmas, like you spend a bunch of money just after Christmas, try to get caught back up, and then you lose your job. Now, that sucks.
Yeah, it really does.
But since this is kind of a long episode, we can go ahead and move on to our last topic.
Yeah.
Nintendo is giving out a warning for unauthorized online play on the Wii U and 3DS. So just to break it down a little bit.
I don't have the 3DS. Oh, yeah, I do, everyone. I just didn't say. It mainly just goes over the Wii U here for me.
So basically, last year, almost a year ago, actually, Nintendo shut down the 3DS and Wii U online servers, so you can't play online anymore on those systems. So the modding community, if you have a hacked 3DS or Wii U like I do, you can play online through, you know, the modding community. So you can go ahead and read what you have for it.
Yeah. So, hold on real quick. Okay. The Japanese branch of Nintendo has issued a public statement directed at Wii U users requesting that players be wary of using, you know, the unauthorized servers to replace online function after, you know, online, you know, services for Nintendo, Wii U, and, you know, the 3DS were taken offline, fan-made networks and stuff like that have been put up and stuff, so Nintendo is warning the users, you know, it's not safe, you know, to do that. It's not safe to use these fan-made servers because, you know, your system could get hacked and stuff too.
Right.
And then if your system gets hacked and it's connected to the internet, your internet has a chance to be, you know...
All your personal information and crap. Yeah,
everything. So.
Excuse me.
And it's more easier to get into those older consoles, server-wise and everything. It's way easier than today, so...
Yeah.
That's why Nintendo's kind of, like, issuing this warning for players and stuff, because it's risky doing, like, playing Wii U and 3DS servers now, especially, you know, with how good hackers are now and everything. Just, you never know. There's really not much on this, but that's basically what they're saying here, is that... Yeah. They don't want you guys getting hacked.
So that's what Nintendo's saying. So Pretendo is what people use to play online on these systems since Nintendo shut down the online servers. So Nintendo said this. It said it may pose unexpected security risks. Unofficial Nintendo Network replacement Pretendo has shared its response to Nintendo, and it says that Pretendo are committed to user safety. So yeah. It says that Pretendo is taking extra precautions as well to make sure users are safe. So it said in April, Nintendo shut down the Wii U and 3DS online servers. And then it says alternatives like Pretendo, it still has a work in progress, but the open source project is using clean room reverse engineering to recreate the official service established by Nintendo and has been usable for quite a while already. It works on the 3DS family consoles and the Wii U. The latter doesn't even require a hacked console. So you don't even have to have a hacked Wii U to use Pretendo. You do have to have a hacked 3DS. But if you don't have a hacked Wii U, that's features are more limited. But it says it's not clear what prompted Nintendo to speak out about Wii U online replacements on this Japanese customer service Twitter account today. But it didn't specifically call Pretendo out, but the unofficial network service has now weighed in on the matter itself. So basically, Nintendo's saying don't use these, but to me, if you want to play Mario Kart 8 online, not on the Switch, but on the Wii U, or you want to play Splatoon online, do it. Like, I'll do it. I don't care. I'll do it. Whatever.
Yeah.
But just basically do it at your own risk. I'll do it at my own risks. You know, whatever. But like I said, Pretendo said that they're about user safety. So, yeah, I use VPN, so it don't matter. But,
yeah.
Nintendo said they're all about user safety. So, I mean, can you trust them? I don't know, but they make, I mean, they opened up online again after Nintendo shut it down. So I'll trust them for now anyway. Like I said, I use VPN. If you're worried about it, just use VPN on your Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So,
but,
VPN, it's not that much. So you can,
And not a sponsor yet, but maybe a potential sponsor here soon. But I use NordVPN every single day. So use them if you want to, or use any VPN really. But I personally use Nord. But that's all the topics we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. I'm very excited about the Switch 2 finally getting revealed. I wish it would come out now, but it'll still be a while, but at least Nintendo did officially reveal it. But we appreciate you guys.
It took forever. I mean,
oh yeah. I mean, rumors upon rumors upon rumors for years and years. We've talked about,
and we got a little bit of info and then silence. It was just
2 minutes. A 2 minute trailer caused so much stuff. Cost, I mean, 30 different details in 2 minutes.
Just by the trailer, so we don't know. Yeah. Like,
there was no words said in that trailer. It was just music and showing showing the console and Mario Kart.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad the Switch 2 is finally announced. We knew it was going to come. We just didn't know when.
They acknowledged it last year, but we had. Yeah. That's it. Like, we didn't even know the official name.
It was going to come out sometime this year, though. We did have that information.
We did know that.
We just
didn't
know when they were going to, like, obviously, and say, et cetera. But yeah, the Switch 2's announced and everything like that, which is absolutely awesome. So we know.
I'm excited.
We know a little bit more about the Switch 2, huh? Not much.
Not much, but we do know a little bit more and know what it looks like, at least.
Yeah.
But, follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, unless it gets shut down in a couple of days. Our merch on TeePublic. Rallum, do you have anything?
Yes, obviously, as I said, follow our socials, personal socials, etc. Discord, I know you guys don't like that, but Discord, I know. The word Discord just makes you want to just delete everything that has to do with us, apparently. Like, it's ridiculous. But, yeah, just join everything. Follow our social if you want to. We have every big social. And, yeah, that's all I have. Just thank you guys for listening. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Everything. Hopefully my mic doesn't lag anymore because I did get new internet.
Mm-hmm.
Way better internet. So, yeah. But this episode is long, so I'll just shut up.
All right.
Feel bad for you guys with the ads.
Yeah. We appreciate you guys. We'll catch you in the next episode. And if you want, we're about to go record our sports podcast. So after you listen to this, go listen to that.
Life can be chaotic. If you're running a retail business, don't let disorganized order fulfillment add to the chaos. Use ShipStation instead. With ShipStation, you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again. Whether you're running a business out of your garage or you have multiple warehouses, ShipStation is ideal for every phase of your business's growth. Save time with one login for all your stores and by automating repetitive tasks. Plus, you'll save money with the best shipping rates from global carriers. ShipStation's industry-leading features help you deliver a better customer experience. They'll get accurate and faster shipments, along with automated tracking updates with your branding. And with up to 88% off UPS and USPS rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates, ShipStation is the fastest and most affordable way to ship. Calm the chaos. Switch to ShipStation today. Start a free trial at ShipStation.com/audio. That's ShipStation.com/audio.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, Ryan Reynolds here. It's a new year, and you know what that means. No, not the diet, resolutions. A way for us all to try and do a little bit better than we did last year. And my resolution, unlike Big Wireless, is to not be a raging and raise the price of wireless on you every chance I get. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited. See mintmobile.com for details.